Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. We're jumping right into the Lindsay Lohan Beach Club recap. I'm here with Mike Mulderig. Did I say that right? Yes, you got it right. Mike, you are on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little stressed out and riddled with anxiety, but still happy to be here.
Just are your anxiety because of the show? Because of the show airing?
I'm just an anxious person in general.
Excited to see me.
So like a little bit of both. But like even especially with the show airing, you know, because we don't. It's like we forget what happens, so we're watching this with everybody. And then you're like, oh shit, how's everybody going to take that when we see what we did?
Yeah. So. Well, and it's unpredictable every single week. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, and I'm very happy, actually, that that's how everyone is taking it. They're like, what is their job? What are they doing?
Number one question. Why is that happening?
Right. I'm so happy about that because that is literally how we felt and what we thought while we were there. So when I thought originally that people were going to watch and think, wow, they suck at their job. They're not doing anything. Mm. But I feel like people are putting themselves in our position more and being like, well, what is their job? Do you know what I mean? That's how we felt.
It's validation because that whole time you were filming, you had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. So people can maybe like empathize instead of criticize, they're empathizing, which I'm really happy about.
Right. And you, when you're filming it, did you think it was going to be a different kind of show? So what was the impression like amongst the cast when you're filming it? Did you think it was going to be like a Vanderpump Rules or was it?
Well, the thing is while we were filming, I had no idea what was going on all the time. Like, I think in the last episode when we were at the hookah bar, you literally see me go like, welcome to Mykonos where nothing makes sense and we're all confused all the time. Like, we were literally asking all the time, what is our job? Every time we asked, what is our job? We were told to shut up. Like, stop speaking over me. You're judged on everything. Well, what does that mean? Like, no one ever told us, ever. And then they'll be like, it's not a competition. You need to be a team player. And then we're a team player and they're like, okay, well, then now someone's getting fired. Okay. So
so it's like, what the fuck's going on?
Exactly.
How long did you guys film this?
About like 4 or 5 weeks.
4 or 5 weeks. Because that's what I'm amazed too by the pace of it. It's like, this week's episode, we were 12 days in or something? crazy. I'm like, what's happening?
No, it's like that for two. Like, things definitely aren't exactly in linear order.
Okay.
It's in story order. So they edited it to make a story. It's exactly what happened. Nothing is fake. Nothing is edited to make us look. Like, from somebody who was there, everybody is portrayed exactly how they were and who they were.
So Brent's a monster, right?
He is a misunderstood monster. It's the best way to say it.
I wonder if he's like a villain for reality TV, like if he's playing up his villainry, you know what I mean?
Or, 100%.
Yeah.
What he's doing is what he wants.
Yeah.
That's how he wants to be seen.
So he wants to be the villain of the show. He wants to get the second season. He wants to...
Well, if you think about it from a reality stance, I mean, Brent definitely does his homework. This is not his first time even watching a reality show. Mm. He knows that if he's the biggest villain, he's untouchable and will always be safe.
And he rides that line. I was watching the after show this week with JWoww and they were talking to you guys. And he does ride this line where he kisses ass to Panos and Lindsay.
Yes, see?
And then he's still a villain to you guys. And it's great reality TV work, but also it would be troubling. Like, if I was around him, I would get annoyed with him.
But is he a villain to you guys or is he a villain to you girls? Because he only picks on the girls. And now recently, I think he started realizing that. Like, okay, I can't just pick on the girls. So he started picking on Ari, who is like the most quiet, like non-confrontational person.
He seems so sweet.
It seems like Brent is... That's why I called him a bully, because I was like, you're literally picking on the weakest people because you know they won't fight you back. But he never said, I think literally I was like, when I was like, I'm not the one, I'm going to be loud. Like, when I went there, I wanted everybody to think I was overdramatic and crazy, because then that will make them think twice before they fuck with me. Like, that's why everyone's like, wow, you blew up about dishes? Fuck yeah. Now give me a reason to actually yell at you. We'll see what happens.
So, unpredictable.
The only one who did was my friend, because he wasn't afraid of me, so...
I want to talk about Jules. So Jules was fired last week, and it was very confusing. Mm. She seemed really sweet. She's a gorgeous girl, and you two seem to have a relationship. And you talked about on your YouTube show about how you and Jules had a more of a relationship than what was shown. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, and that's not me that's not me blaming editing or anything like that. That's, I think, you know, there's only so much we can show. Mm-hmm. But I was just so upset, especially because I definitely wanted to come on and show a message. I wasn't trying to hide. I guess you would, what, my gay side? That's how people see it. But I also wasn't hiding my other side. And out of everybody, I mean, until Alex got there, I was the only sexually fluid one to post from Gabby, but you never hear about Gabby being sexually fluid.
Right, and they always edit in the sound bites of people saying, are you saying that you're bisexual? Oh my God. Like a constant stream.
Is everybody overhearing that, or is it just me? I think
it's a lot.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, okay, I just happened to connect the most with Jules because she was so cool and so much fun. So we literally had like several dates. We even slept. We like slept together a few times. Like we had a legit.
And they just didn't show it.
No, she would call me really upset. She goes, you know, they're making it sound like I'm so boring and everything, but they literally cut out everything. And she believes that it's because it had to do with, it connected her with me, and it made like a storyline that they didn't want me to have.
Right. Well, and I think it would have been so great to see, because I think a lot of people are closed-minded, myself included. I find myself sometimes, and I have to check myself of like, no, bisexuality amongst men is a real thing. And you know, I wish they would have shown that side of you and Jules.
Oh, I agree 100%. I think, I mean, on TV, I don't think I've ever seen a relationship between a Christian woman and a sexually fluid male, but we're going to focus a lot on Brent and Sarah's relationship, which literally no one gives a shit about.
Right.
So I think,
is that relationship real or is that for TV?
None of us believe it was real. None of us ever believed it was real. We all rolled our eyes at it the entire time. We're like, stop it. This is bullshit. You guys have broken up and gotten together 5 times. We've been
in
here
11
for
days.
Literally. We're even the only one who literally kept calling it out was Kayla. And we were like, thank God. Like, so I don't know. And in terms of the whole bisexual thing, you see me, even when Alex will poke me about it, I would just like up until this point brush it off, because I always just brush it off because I'm not out here to change everybody's perspective and being like, you have to date bi people, blah. I'm just over here trying to start a dialogue, which I'm like, okay, like, why do you think I don't exist? Why wouldn't you date somebody like me? Let me debunk some of these theories. And that's what I'm trying to do.
You know, this week was great because it was a Pride episode, and we did see so many different points of view on sexuality, some more troublesome than others. We saw Brent, you know, it seemed like he had some internalized homophobia or something with the Aristotle stuff.
Yeah.
What was your take on all that?
I don't think Brent is homophobic, and I think I'm like the only guy who will ever try to somewhat defend Brent. And I think it's only because like I try my best to empathize with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think if Brent was truly homophobic, he would have had some shit to say about me or anything. But literally, like, Brent never gave me crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he never gave Alex crap about being who we were. I think Brent is just
a shitster.
He's a shitster, and he's over sharp with the things he says. So he sees somebody like Ari, and he was like, okay, I could poke at Ari a little bit about this topic. So it wasn't the fact that it was about homosexuality. It was just like a way he knew he could dig at Ari.
Right. Aristotle is beautiful. Who's the most beautiful? Like, is he the most beautiful? Who's the most beautiful?
I think Ari's the most beautiful guy.
I mean you are too, but I'm thinking, like, who in the cast?
Oh, please. My hair is half powder. His hair is all real. I'm like, if you don't patent that or, like, do something, like, make sure that can't be touched.
Yes.
Those are genetics. I know, literally. Yeah.
Let's talk about Kayla. So Kayla came in, and she really did have a lot of opinions, and she was only there, what, 6 days? How long was she there?
4 or 6 days. Like, I honestly don't even know because it was so short. And I loved her.
And so did you guys know that she was going to be out so quickly, or did that just happen, like, instantly?
Well, when they said someone like Kayla was coming in, I forgot which one of us knew who she was. And I was like, okay, so she's been on reality TV before. She's going to cause some problems. Like, they're definitely sending her in to fight with us because we're all kumbayaing too much, and we all can't just fight Brett. Unfortunately, I think for MTV, I think Kayla ended up butting heads with Lindsay and getting along with all of us.
Did Lindsay butt heads with any of the rest of you? I mean, we saw a couple moments, like one with her and Gabby. Like,
I mean, we all had things we wanted to say, but we were all too afraid to say them because A, we were all afraid of getting fired, and B, we all wanted to stay in Mykonos. You know what I mean? Like, right. And Kayla, this was our show. Like, you know what I mean? This was, I don't, I'm not coming out here with the plan on getting on another show or doing anything. Kayla has already been on 6 shows. So this is just one of a few that she's a part of. So she's less afraid as the rest of us.
Sure. Would you do the challenge? I feel like some of you are going to do the challenge.
I would totally do the challenge. I don't think I would be good.
I think you'd be good.
I'm like, I do have like a social, like my social game would be great. And athletics, I know I can do it. I'm just very lazy and I complain about everything.
But see, that'd be fun to watch.
Exactly.
I would enjoy watching
that. I complained at the beach house when my job was literally to take shots and have fun. So like throw me in some mud. I don't think so.
So take me through a day of working at this beach club. First of all, I'm still confused about the layout. Kayla tried to explain it to me. Can you explain the layout of this resort?
Okay. So we would roll up in our vans. And basically, okay. So
was there a set time when you had to roll up, or was it different every day?
It was different every day. It was usually around.
Every time I watch, it's 10 a.m. Yeah. to noon to 1 to 3.
Let's average it at noon, because it could have been at 9 to 2. It depended okay. when the VIPs were getting there, basically. So basically, you roll up on this dirt road, or like gravel road, I should say.
How far away was your house from the resort?
Like a half hour.
Okay. And then how far away was Lindsay?
Lindsay lived like right, her, I think, villa was like at the top of the mountain above the resort.
Okay. Did you ever go to her villa?
No. I wish. Like, I'll get into that.
I have so many questions.
I have so many. There's so many things I want to say about Lindsay specifically. But yeah. I mean, for the layout, basically.
Do you believe that Oprah still has her number saved?
No.
I don't either.
Okay. Glad we got that out of the way.
No, but I just want to clear
that. I'm proud of her for that. I'm like, yes, name drop.
She name drops Oprah every episode. And I'm like, I'm certain, and I have heard from maybe someone that maybe works with Oprah, that Oprah has never talked to her since the own show.
Literally, but, okay, I got Oprah coffee once when I worked for CBS, so I'm going to name drop
closer,
Oprah too.
You have a closer relationship with Oprah.
I got her on speed dial.
Truly.
I called her about how to deal with all of this. Anyway, but you roll up, basically there's like a eating area to your left, and then the beach club area to your right.
How was the food?
The food was actually dope. They actually fed us every day, and I loved the food.
The food was good. They have more than just sashimi, because the one episode, yes, it would seem like there was just sashimi.
I always got chicken. I tried to eat healthy because we didn't have a gym, and they didn't ever
let
us pick
the
food.
Oh my God, there's no gym?
No gym, and we only got like pizza and french fries. Then they'd be like, take your shirt off, and I'm like, no!
Wait, how did you guys all, you got all are in shape. Like, how did you stay in shape?
Like, we were all in so much better shape when we first got there. Towards the end, I was like, I'm not taking my shirt, like, because my body fluctuates more than my sexuality. Like, right. It is bad. But, yeah, and the thing I want everybody to understand about the beach house is it's not like a club. It's not like a party. They have their club in Athens. The beach house is more vibey. It's not supposed to be packed. They don't want it to be overpacked. They don't want it to be crazy. It's more like a chill place for upscale people to come and relax.
That makes sense to me, because I was seeing footage. I don't know if it was maybe Sarah posted something from the Do the Leho dance,
yeah,
scene, where it looked like it was kind of empty-ish.
Yeah, it was.
But that's purposeful.
Like, that was the busiest it was, and it wasn't really that busy. And like, yeah, we're all coming from these clubs over here. Like, I worked Pride at the Abbey. I'm like, this is the busiest it's ever been. But like, you even saw, like, it closes at like 10 o'clock. You know what I mean? And
right,
the things in Mykonos don't get busy till 2 a.m.
So then the club, the other, her other club is always busy.
That's a nightclub, yeah.
Okay.
That's like, I hope that if we get a chance to do this again, we're there.
So what's the idea behind it? Is the idea that like next season, if there is a season two, like what, are you, is she going to keep some of you around and then you'll officially work there? Or
what I got at the end of all this, and I think I can say this, is the people that she wants to go on, continue representing her brand, will go with her and help her basically establish a name for all of her clubs and resorts. So like, we're going to do Mykonos, hopefully. And I think the plan is also to, you know, get us to work in Athens, and she has her island in Rhodes and Dubai and all that kind of stuff. Like, she wants to have us represent everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she's going to have different scales where some of us will be at this club. And if maybe you're not at that level yet, she'll keep you at this club until you work your way up. I really have no idea. I think if I could ask for anything, it's for them just to establish what they want from us.
Right.
Because we don't know. No one knows.
And they never told you. So you get to this resort at between 10 and 2.
Yeah.
And then what's your job for the day?
We find out every day. It's something different every day. Sometimes we sit there, Panos comes out and goes, here's the VIPs if we had any.
So we see those meetings. How long were those filmed for?
Like a half hour to an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. And he would basically be like, here's the VIP, who wants it? I don't know why he ever asked, because he always knew who was going to get it. And then he would assign the VIP person. And then the other jobs were literally like upsell, hand out pamphlets, or do social media. Like, I did social media for the first 3 weeks because I'm great at it. And I literally like quadrupled their Instagram. I got them so many more followers, everything, but you didn't see me.
Why aren't they showing that?
Because it's not interesting.
Now, what about when they establish who the VIP client is and who's going to work with them? Mm. It seems to me that they're doing that based on sexuality a lot of the times. Like, that seems inappropriate to me.
Oh, I fought with Panos several times and I wish they showed that. And I don't think they're going to, unfortunately. I literally was like, there would be like the hot Italian models. I'm like, oh, gimme. Like, I can kill that. No, Brent's going to get it. Why is Brent going to get it? You know what I mean? I was like, Brent's already made out with Natasha. Let me do it. But no, you're only going to see me work with Aristotle and the drag queen, or I'm going to be in charge of planning Pride. And I would be like, no, okay. Like, you told me you hired me because of my sexuality. Great. You know I can do the gay things. And he literally told me one day, he was like, I'm going to send you home and not have you come here for 10 days. And I looked at him and was like, why? For doing my job well? Thank you for the vacation. Who do you think? They're making it seem like we were so afraid of them. I was not afraid of Lindsay, and I was not afraid of Panos. There's a difference between fear and respect. I came there because I wanted to learn a lot, and I was getting very mad at this point because I felt like I wasn't learning anything. I was just bringing a lot to the table, and no one was teaching me anything. I was gaining nothing. And I was like, okay. I literally looked at him. I was like, I want you to give me something where you think I'll fail so I could prove you wrong. Mm. Because I'm like, I wanted to be a sponge. I literally wanted to come and learn from somebody like Lindsay, who's been critiqued her whole life and been like, you know, fuck everybody. I'm going to go out here and start a brand and a career. I was like, how'd you do that, girl? Like, I want to know.
Yeah, tell me.
Never got that. Never got sound done. No one's teaching me how to do a new skill. I'm a bartender being a VIP client. Mm-hmm.
I was shocked, actually, this past week how they edited Kayla, because I had assumed they wouldn't show somebody butting up against Lindsay like that. But I guess they had to explain Kayla's absence.
Yeah, they had to show everything. I mean, and I'm so glad that they did. I think, honestly, Kayla butting heads with Lindsay would have been more fun to watch than Kayla demolishing Brent in a conversation. You know what I mean? We've seen it.
I wish that we would see more of the build up to all of these storylines, because a lot of the storylines seem to come in for a second and then they're gone. Like Kayla was only on a couple episodes, and it's like, I wish there was just more of a build, but you guys weren't filming for that long either. So it's hard. Let's talk about the lobster. You told me a story about the lobster before we recorded.
that lobster, when I saw it, first of all, I thought it was like a moving meme, because I was like, this is a joke, right? I was like, I love her. She's getting her aerial moment. She really wants that part. Okay, she's dropping this dead lobster in the ocean with its claws still clamped. I'm like, what's happening? But the real tea is when that lobster showed up and it was alive. It was still alive at this point.
It was still alive. Okay.
I made a plan with Billy and Ari and everybody. I was like, let's steal it and let's do hashtag save Larry the lobster, because Larry's the lobster, Sebastian is a crab. Let's get that out of the way. I was like, let's do save Larry the lobster. You guys distract Lindsay and Panos. I'll grab the lobster and run into the ocean. Like, it would have been,
it would have been a fun little thing.
Yeah. Like, here's the ambassadors being funny and defying Lindsay. But instead, Lindsay or Panos, I don't know, everybody was basically like, if you touch the lobster, because we have to ask permission. You know what I mean? Like, we have to tell somebody. And production, of course, like, tattles on us and everything. They were like,
so production heard this idea, and then they told Lindsay and
to everything
Panos.
You say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So someone found out, and I just remember someone coming up to me being like, we were told that if you touch the lobster, we're fining you €300. And I was like, oh, absolutely not. Okay. So that plan got scrapped, and then I didn't know anything happened until I'm watching the episode, and I was like,
she stole the storyline.
This woman, right? Ma'am, you stole my idea, and you did it worse.
She stole the scene, made it worse. She didn't recognize that it was a lobster, not a crab.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very fun to watch, but also absurd. You know, the most absurd thing I've seen on the show was when she was doing the cooking on the yacht, which I know you weren't there, but that was just like...
First of all, I should have been. I was so mad. She originally said that we were all going on that yacht.
Okay.
We were all going to go on that yacht. And then I was too busy taking care of May's cabana because May wasn't doing anything. And
was May a terrible worker?
May wasn't a good worker, but May is a sweetheart.
She seems sweet.
You know, I did yell at her because of dishes, and I honestly do like May. And it's not that she's a terrible worker. I think this is something that was out of her comfort zone, and I think she was just she was nervous.
You mentioned the dishes, and this week Panos and Lindsay show up at your house, and they complain about the house. But somebody had sent me a screen grab where there was, you know, we see the dishes being really bad, and then we see Panos walking through the kitchen, and in the second shot, there's no dishes in the sink, so it was clean. Okay. So what was happening there?
They literally, I think they're trying to make us look like a lot worse than we were.
So it wasn't as bad.
That could have been B-roll from any day. Mm-hmm. And I'm not blaming editing, not doing anything.
No, but I saw it. Somebody DM'd me. I wish I had the name of who sent it. I'm sorry, but somebody DM'd me, and it was clean as a whistle, as he's going to yell at you.
And to be fair, like, you want to say Jules didn't do anything. She literally literally cleaned everything. I mean, and it's not me trying to be the whole like, oh, you're trying to make women clean and do the dishes. No, we all had we assigned each other jobs. If you didn't cook, you cleaned. I helped in cooking. And that's why I got in a fight with May that day, because she literally, I was like, you're not doing anything at the beach house. You're not doing anything at home.
Poor May.
Everybody's saying you're worthless. So I was actually trying to be your friend. I was like, listen, at least do something at home so that the next time Brent comes at you and goes, you're worthless, you could be like, at least I help out at home. Like, but I was like trying to give her something. Yeah. And then when she fought back, I was like, I'm trying to be your friend. Don't. Right. Don't. So.
What do you make of these mixed messages that Lindsay's sending with, you know, her firing? Because Jules got fired for seemingly just being boring. Mm-hmm. But then these other people, like Brent, is calling, you know, being derogatory towards women, misogynistic. Yeah. And, you know, some of the other people, it's like they should be going for the things. There was a physical altercation.
Yeah, and it's hard because I love everybody. I'm like, I feel like I'm like the little social butterfly house. I really do get along with everybody. And I love Gabby. I love Janita. I like Brent. I can
do
work
they get
with
along,
Brent.
Gabby and Janita now? Ish.
Ish. The girls, Janita and Sarah and them, are very sensitive, and I think they're still learning. They're, you know what? I think they're beautiful girls that are used to having positive things said about them, and I think anytime now that there's something negative, they're just, like, learning how to deal with that.
Yeah.
But I do love both of them. They're actually both really sweet girls.
It's hard. You probably get a lot of hate online.
I've been making YouTube videos for, I've been doing this. People have been telling me to kill myself for years. I'm good at, you know what I mean? You could tell me what you want. I really don't give a shit. Unless I care about you, I could give two shits.
Yeah. I cry in the shower. Like, people will send me...
Yeah. Like, I'll cry when you can't see me. But, like, I'll always, like, put on a thick skin and, like, a nice face and come out the next day.
Yeah.
And I talk about this on my YouTube recaps as well. I'm like, okay, so far, you keep saying how we're representing your brand, but you let violence slide, you let misogyny slide, you let laziness at work slide and a sob story, but you're going to get rid of somebody because you think they're boring. So is that what you represent your brand as? Because if that's the case, I don't know if I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's mixed messages and it's very confusing and it's not very empowering when you see it all unfold. And it's like, yeah. I went into this wanting to root for Lindsay, but then seeing things like that, it's like, oh, I feel gross trying to support you in a way.
Yeah, and it I don't want anybody to think that we don't like Lindsay. It's not that we don't like Lindsay. Lindsay is such a sweetheart when she wants to be. You know what I mean? Like, Lindsay actually is really nice. And a lot of the time she did come up and goes, like, how are you feeling? Are you having fun? And it was always at work. But the one thing I think we missed, and I think that what we wanted is the same thing that everybody else wants. I wish one day Lindsay sat me down and just, like, had a real one-on-one with me and, like, gave me, like, the real Lindsay. I wanted
to,
like,
would have been nice to see for all of us to watch.
Exactly. But we didn't get that. And it was just, like, I think she was trying to play a role of a hard ass. But I don't think she is a hard ass. And I think she was struggling. I think she was struggling just as much as we were because this is her reality.
Her big comeback.
I don't think Lindsay really knew what this was either. I think all of us were confused. And I think that maybe the whole idea was a little rushed.
I heard this rumor that it was offered to a couple different people and then they were already had this show set up and then it was that Lindsay came on board pretty late.
That could definitely be a thing. I also think it was rushed because the season at the beach house was coming to a close. I've heard a few rumors. I don't know anything about who else might have been up for it. I also knew that they had a completely different cast and they scrapped that and recasted. I got casted really last minute.
So how long in between they told you were on the show did you start filming? Was it really quick?
Oh, 2 days.
Oh wow.
I was literally you're going to Greece, and 2 days later I was on a plane.
Wow.
Yeah, it was I from the time I found out about the Summer of a Lifetime, my friend literally at work was like, hey, there's this job opportunity in Greece, they want a bunch of friends to go together, and she asked me, Alex's boyfriend, and one of the kid, and I was like, okay, let's go do it. And we all interviewed together, and then they just wanted to talk to me and Alex because
and then Alex came late, he wasn't there at the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't know that Alex was coming when I was there. Then oh, actually Alex is coming too, and I was like, oh dope, I was so excited.
Yeah, because you had someone you knew.
Yeah, but I knew exactly why they were bringing Alex the second they told me. I was like, oh, okay, you think something's going to happen. But at the same point, I was like, gay relationships are very different than normal relationships. Everyone is set up differently with different rules. And what happens behind closed doors is very different than what people want publicly on TV.
Oh, I see. So, and how long has Alex been with his... Is he still with that guy?
Yeah, Johnny. And I'm friends with both of them, and I love them both. They're both great. They've been together, I think, for like 3+ years or something like that.
I'm excited to see any gay or bisexual men on a cast, because usually there's just like one person on that spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, so it was exciting at least that there's a few, and with Gabby too being bisexual, it's like,
yeah,
nice that there's at least some fluidity on that.
And we weren't super close. Like, me and Alex, we worked together and I liked him. I was like, we get along. And they wanted to do this like hookup story. I was like, it was like literally like a thing that happened when we were drunk after a Christmas party. But they're making it sound like we almost had like a full blown relationship. There was no relationship. And I was in no like way, shape, or form trying to get in the way of him and his boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know the boyfriend.
Yeah, like I am basically like, I'm basically treading on their terms. And like what is acceptable for them, but also like, okay, I know why they're bringing Alex out here. I don't know what's going to be acceptable. I don't know what's not. I don't know what rules they've said. You know what I mean? So I'm treading on, they definitely wanted me to stir up stuff and break up him and his boyfriend, mm-hmm, and do that kind of whole thing. But at the same time, I'm knowing like Alex doesn't want me. Alex is very happy in his relationship.
Yeah.
So, and I wouldn't do that to Johnny either. So,
so you arrived to this resort at noonish.
Yeah.
And then what time do you wrap filming or wrap the day of work?
We were there like the whole day until the beach closed for the most part.
So what are you doing that whole day? Like,
I mean,
are you guys thinking like, there's cameras around that whole day, mm-hmm, right? Are you thinking we need to make something happen, or are producers giving you things to make happen? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sometimes, but very rarely. It was like, okay, take care of your VIP client while they're there. And when they leave, just like go grab a shot. Maybe something will like happen.
That's confusing too, because you guys are drinking, but then sometimes it's like you're not allowed to drink.
Mm.
And also, I mean, going back to the house thing, I know we already talked about this, but it's like, who the fuck cares that your house is dirty? Like, I don't go to a job. I think Jenny on your after show, JWoww, yeah, said like on Jersey Shore,
it was a mess.
It was a mess. Like, we wouldn't get fired from Jersey Shore.
And even on, it baffles me that on Jersey Shore, their job was more laid out. Like, our whole show was about how to run a brand and a job. And on Jersey Shore, she was like, Danny literally came out and gave us a sheet of paper and these are our responsibilities, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that would have been great.
It seems like to me the production should have stepped in and say, oh, this doesn't make sense what anyone's job is.
But I think production and Lindsay were not on the same page. I don't think MTV and Lindsay were on the same page. I think what MTV wants and what Lindsay wants are two very different things.
What do you think MTV wanted?
MTV wants a drama show like Vanderpump Rules, and Lindsay wants an infomercial for her beach house and a brand, mm-hmm, but that's hard. And then people like relate us to Vanderpump Rules, which is hard because it's totally different. Because at Vanderpump Rules, it's just about these kids' lives who all work together,
and they were already friends. Like, they were already friends, a group of friends.
But it's also like it doesn't really focus on their job. Like Vanderpump Rules isn't about like, oh my god, I really want to work for Lisa Vanderpump. It's not about that. Us, it's like, okay, we're trying to secure our job. We don't fully have this job yet, and we're being judged on everything. So it's like, we're running a brand, which means we don't just get in trouble at work. Like, what we do outside of here can cost us our job. And that's not what happens on Vanderpump Rules. Lisa doesn't get involved unless it gets in the way with their job at work.
How often when Lindsay would like just randomly show up at the house, did you guys know about that in advance? Like,
no.
So it would just be...
I mean, we had an idea. They would be like, okay, like, I remember when Lindsay was about to pop out, I really had to go to the bathroom. And they were like, you can't go inside. I'm like, what?
Was that when she was like, buckle up, bitches. Yeah. Like, buckle up, bitches.
She like, okay, the way you do a Lindsay impression is you frown and you talk through the frown like this. With a little, like, that's what you do.
Wait, how...
You frown.
Can you say buckle up, bitches?
No, but I don't have a good...
She said something
What's up,
like,
bitches? What's up, bitches?
I can't... I've been working on it. Do you do a Panos impression? I haven't gotten that either.
Oh, my God. We did when we were out there. It was like, so fresh. What did he use to say? Like, you're Lindsay being judged on everything.
Does she say fook? Like, instead of fuck,
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What
the fuck? But it's a little more gravelly.
Oh, Panos, I was always, because he always threatened to fire us. He was just like, I was getting ready to fire you, just so you know. I'm like, done.
That's good. That's a good Panos.
Oh, it's very, yeah, we literally imitated Panos constantly.
I think he's a good reality TV star.
I love him.
I think he's great. How was he like in real life?
Honestly, he's so cool and he got along with all of us. I know they're trying to make it seem like we're so afraid of him and he's such a badass, but not at all. We love Panos.
He's a sweetheart.
He was actually a really cool manager. He was hard on us when he had to be.
Did he seem confused of what's going on?
No, it seems like, I mean, he was like, this is your job for the day. He's like, this is your job for the day. Go do your job. And once you do that job, I really don't give a shit what you're doing.
Interesting.
But then again, like, okay, like the first day of us at work, when our jobs were all done and we were just like chilling, having fun, like hanging shots, they're like, oh my God, the ambassadors aren't doing their job. We're like, okay, everybody's gone. Like, what are we supposed to be doing?
What's happening now?
So that's why we were all just as confused.
Did you guys feel pressure to make drama happen when you're filming those days where you're not sure of the job? Or did you feel pressure to make the job better? Does that make sense?
In the beginning, we literally were focused just on the job. And that's why I think it was boring. Because we all, like, when I first came out there, I was like, I'm going to do really good at my job and get along with everybody. And I was not in the first two episodes because of that. Because I was literally just killing it at my job. Basically, if you don't see us at work, it's because we're doing good.
So when did that switch for you when you're over there? Like, when did you realize, like, oh, this isn't about me doing a great job. This is about making a good show.
I never made that conscious switch. What happened is I got really comfortable with everyone and everything became personal. That's why I really hope there is an opportunity for a season two, because now everything is personal.
I thought I read that there's a season two. Did I read that?
We all don't know. I think we all hear mixed things all the time. And I hope there is, because I think, okay, now the show's known. Okay, now let's fine tune it and do it right. I think personally, if you want a good season of this, we need to get rid of the whole condescending fear over our heads that somebody's getting fired, and you need to just let us live.
The cast needs to be set down. We know that these are the eight people.
Yeah.
And then let's let them work.
Let us do our thing.
And let do your thing.
We'll give you funny, because we gave funny, we gave drama, but it's this whole thing, like, someone's getting fired.
Right, and it must have been such a mind fuck for all of you guys of like, well, we don't want to start drama because then we might fucking get fired.
Exactly, and we don't know why we would get fired, because as we've seen, being boring will get us fired, but these other things that you end up letting slide, you threaten will get us fired, but will it really? So now what you're going to start seeing is us stop giving a shit,
right?
And we're gonna start doing those things, but now,
and also starting relationships too. Yeah. You guys were a lot of the cast was afraid. Brent and Sarah were afraid to really dive into the relationship because they thought, oh, this is gonna get us fired.
Exactly.
So it's like they tiptoe in and then they step back out, and we needed you guys all in.
Yeah. So now we're definitely gonna start pushing those lines. But the thing is, now where is that line? Because now we don't know. Like, I'm over here thinking, okay, if I'm boring, I'm gonna get fired. So I'm gonna go. I'm going to do the craziest thing you could think of.
But then,
like,
you'll get fired.
Yeah. It's like, we don't know. Like, we don't, it could be, but she could,
I do
like,
love this
us.
Show. Like, just talking about it, I'm like, I love
this
meme.
Show.
It's great.
The show is a meme.
It's crazy and it's great.
People are like, I don't know what's going on, and I love it. And I'm like,
I know,
thank
it's
you.
True. It's true. I say that same thing every week. I'm like, I have no fucking clue what's happening, but I'm enjoying it. It's an easy watch. Like, it's
hilarious. You have to laugh at it.
Yeah. And then those little moments, what do you make of those little moments, like the Lindsay referencing Putin? Like, was she doing that more? Like, were you guys just sitting there like, what the fuck did you just say?
Like, we would just laugh because we're like, did you, like, what?
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like dropping a Mean Girls quote every day. I was like, she's coming. She's like chasing us all with like the champagne gun. I'm like, oh my God, you're a mean girl, Katie. You're a bitch.
Wait, I got to talk about this. The champagne gun, first of all, she sprays you guys and she said, I feel like Putin. But then also there was a moment when she invited Kayla and Brent and somebody else.
And Kyle.
And Kyle. Kyle's gorgeous too. Right. I like him, yeah. But they all went on this yacht, and Kayla was talking to Page Six and said that Lindsay like locked her in a shower or something.
They took a shower or something. I wasn't there. I just know that Kayla said something about how they took a shower together on the boat and it was like awkward. And then the whole thing,
fully clothed shower.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay also asked them all to write down 10 bad things about every other ambassador.
That's crazy.
But the Kayla's like, she literally like made us write bad things about you and then got mad at me for wanting to say that I'm there to take your guys' job, but you just like laid out that it was a competition. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and there's no HR on this island. Like,
no.
I feel like there needs to be an HR, because especially
that
early
was the
on,
joke. We would be like, who do we talk to when we don't know what's going on?
Yeah, there was all, I mean, I thought it was a prostitution gig for the longest time, because it was just like the first three episodes, it was just, she was encouraging everyone making out with the VIP client.
Yeah, well, they wanted.
Why is that not inappropriate?
I don't know. They wanted, like, they were like, do it. Like, Jules made out with a lot of guys, you know what I mean?
Really?
But that's why me and Jules were like an open thing, because I was like, listen, like, I am not going to wife you up like a Brent and Sarah situation, because we might have to make out with people at work, and the last thing we need is for us to get in the way of our job.
So Jules was, like, she would be assigned to a VIP client and make out.
Yeah, well,
you all did.
But Jules was like, it wasn't like we were forced to or didn't want to do it. Like, there were some guys that they definitely wanted me to make out with, and I was like, no.
What do you mean when you say they wanted you? So was it encouraged?
Not that they wanted. It was like, hey, like, you
it's
could
okay
sell
it.
Like, that's, you were given them because you could possibly get drunk and have fun, and like, okay, making out is something that would be interesting to watch. It's basically not encouraged. It was allowed. It was
allowed,
stressed
okay.
that it was allowed.
Okay.
But, like, at the same time...
But then it was also encouraged to Brent in the beginning. Mm. Like, we saw that. Like, Lindsay saying, well, like...
And also, that whole situation, first of all, Natasha, who are you? Why are you there? Why are you... Like, why is this woman showing up alone and spending these massive amounts of money to just, like, make out with the staff? I don't understand.
Very bizarre.
And, like, she would just show up and lay there, and Brent was like, oh, I sold the most. I was like, yeah, because you were the only one assigned a VIP host.
How often would that Natasha show up?
She was there, I mean, like 2-3 times. There was a whole different debacle that I'm so, like, a funny thing. Another funny thing they don't show, where she wanted waffles. She really wanted
Natasha
this waffle.
Wanted waffles.
So Billy and Ari literally had to drive 4 hours to go get a specialized waffle. And they, like, it was this whole scandal. And I'm freaking out because I'm trying to cover for them. And I'm like, just get this bitch an Eggo and move on. But she wouldn't, and I was like, she was being very rude to even me. She was like wasting 1942, dumping it on my iPad and my phone, and like my job was social media. I'm like, bitch, like, what,
Natasha?
And then they came with the waffle, and she took the waffle and she threw it in the ocean. And we were all like,
why didn't we see this? That I would have liked to see.
Yeah,
that
we were like, fuck this. We were all like, fuck this bitch.
Oh my god, I would have liked to see that whole thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny moments.
I wish we saw some of the more of the comedy, because yeah, it would have been great. Now, why... There was alleged drug use. It was with Lindsay Lohan. Did you notice
I was
any
waiting
of that?
To say, like, which one? I was like...
There drug use amongst the cast at all?
There was, like, a bunch of different scandals because that wasn't allowed. You know what I mean? But there was, like, a bunch of different worries. Nothing was ever proved or directly seen. Especially with Lindsay. There were some times when Lindsay would be outlandish. But personally, I can't speak for everybody else. For me...
When you say outlandish, there were times where... You guys thought that maybe she wasn't sober.
Well, because but the thing is, I don't know Lindsay, so I don't know, right? I don't know sober Lindsay. I also don't know drunk Lindsay. That could just be Lindsay. You know what I mean?
So you never saw her drinking?
No.
You never saw any drug use?
I never saw her. I saw her with a drink in her hand, but I don't know if it was an alcoholic drink. It could have been a mocktail or something like that. Like, I wasn't the one getting her drinks. And when we were out, I never saw her do anything. So. And then Kayla did stress that, even in Kayla literally made a recap video on YouTube. She even claims, like,
she never saw it.
Just the actions to me was not the actions of a sober person. And for me, I could see where Kayla is coming from. But at the same point, like I said, I don't know Lindsay well enough to say who drunk Lindsay is and who sober Lindsay is.
Right.
So
what about Panos? Did you ever see? Or you mentioned,
I drink with Panos, yeah.
You mentioned you said there were other scandals. What other scandals?
Well, people sometimes thought, like, why is there, like, other VIP hosts, like, acting the way they are and all these kind of things? There was a bunch of different scandals. A bunch of the guys, like, said Brent was doing something. But again,
something like coke or something like
we have no idea. But then again, the question is, how would he have even gotten that? MTV, like, there's fines for things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's not fines to make us, like, act different or do anything, like, because we're not acting. Everything is real. But they
can't have you guys on drugs and stuff, right?
Yeah, they don't want that. They're not going to promote that. They don't want that. So, like, but that could have also been petty arguments. You know what I mean? There could have been guys in the house being like, oh, you're doing this to, like, get you in trouble because we're pissed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What about. The fighting, MTV used to have this rule, like, anytime you laid hands on another cast member, you were gone. Like, remember the Real World? I don't know if you ever watched.
Yeah.
There's
a fine for it. We get fined. So basically, and people did get fined.
So Gabby and Janita, when they had that thing, they probably got fined.
Probably. I mean, we don't know, but everyone's personal, you know what I mean? But I know there definitely were fines given out for, like, different things. And it was just, like, a rules to keep us all, like, in check, basically.
Sure.
Like, they don't want you fighting. But then, like, again, like, you look at shows like Jersey Shore, they didn't really fight a lot. Season one, but they fought a lot. Season two and three, when they could afford it, we're all there. Like, I'm not losing that much money. I came here to make money, not lose it. Like, I think if there wasn't the fine,
do you know what it is?
I don't know because I never fought.
Yeah,
but that's exactly why I didn't fight, because A, I didn't want to get fired, and B, I didn't want to get fined. And I think if we did, I think some of us would have punched Brett in the face, like, or like anything like that. You know what I mean?
He was talking about those girls being two or whatever, I was like, fuck you. I was so mad at him.
I mean, I was just like, my whole thing is like, why do you want that attention?
Yeah.
Like, you know people are going to see that, right? I don't know. I just, like, that's not the attention I personally want from me.
It's interesting, too, how they'll edit in, like, his confessional, they'll say he was bullied as a kid. And, like, it seems like with all you guys.
You know what? Here's, again, like, I'm not blaming anyone or thinking anything isn't real, but I think definitely production was trying to give him a redemption arc, or like trying to make him more likable.
They can't keep him around otherwise.
They need to make him somewhat likable, because Brent, he wants to be a villain, but the issue is, everybody does love a good villain, But he's not a likable villain.
Right.
You need to be a likable villain. Like, Kayla could have been a likable villain.
There's always a step too far. But yeah. Brent is towing that line, and he's great on TV, but also some of the things are just a step, like a tiny step.
And
too
he's
far,
really
in my
not
opinion.
The
what
worst. Like, he's really, like, he doesn't. And the thing is, like, I would tell him, me and Brent's relationship were like, I can hang out with you. If I go to Vegas right now, I could totally hit up Brent and be like, let's go to the bar and have a great time. I know I could have fun with Brent.
And probably way more fun off camera, like just the two of you hanging out.
But I call Brent out all the time. The second he says something, I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. Like, why would you say that? But that's my relationship. I could tell him when he's being dumb and when I don't agree with him, but then I can hang out with him 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
But that's what a family does. And we all really, like, we got along. So, like, I think we're one of the only casts that actually hang out. Like, Billy, Ari, and Kyle live together now. Oh. Janita and Sarah are, like, best friends. Me and Alex are so super close, and me and Alex go over to Kyle, Billy, and their apartment all the time. Like, and the only reason we don't see the rest is because they don't live with us. Like, every time we go to New York, May takes us all out to dinner, and, like, Gabby, like, I want to go see her in, like, Florida soon. Jules, I'm literally going to Denver soon to hang out with her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so you guys are close.
Me and Jules literally talk to each other. We're like, I talk to this girl like we're dating, and it's kind of in a way like, I talk to her like, are we dating?
Is this
because
happening?
Like, if you would be here, we would be dating. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm going there, and I think I'm just afraid to do like a long distance thing. But she's in Denver. Okay. But like, we talk all the time, and I think the cast is insanely close, man.
Wait, so you mentioned family, and I want to talk. I don't want to keep you forever because I know we have a time crunch here, but. Talk to me about that conversation with your dad on the phone, and how is your family dealing with the show?
My family is fine, and I think what people it was a scenario.
So let me just back up. We saw a conversation between you and your dad, and he said something along the lines of like, "Don't be the gay one on the show."
He told me that before I left.
Left.
He was asking me on the phone like, "How are the girls?" But that's my dad trying to relate with me because he doesn't know. And I think one message everyone thinks I'm saying I'm bi just as a way to connect to my dad still, and that's not the case. You know what I mean? I think my dad would actually prefer if I was. Probably just gay, so then he could understand it better.
Oh,
he doesn't
understand
me.
It would make it more clear for him.
Yeah, and the whole thing is that I think a lot of kids associate understanding with love growing up, and when their parents don't understand them, it makes them think my parents don't love me, and that's never the case. They're two different things. And sometimes parents even get frustrated because they want to understand their kids, but how could parents understand their gay kids because they've never been gay? They're never going to. So you have to worry less about them understanding you and just worry more about whether or not they accept and love you. My parents accept and love me 100%. When my dad told me don't be the gay one, it wasn't him trying to hurt me. It was him trying to protect me in a way where what he was really saying is don't do anything that's going to give anybody anything bad to say about you.
I see.
And it's an unfair responsibility for us as LGBT people because, you know, my dad can go to work and then now his coworkers can give him shit basically for something I did on TV. And that's not fair. Like, I know it's not really...
he didn't sign up for it.
Yeah. Like, it's not... something we should always worry about, but at the end of the day, it's like we have to protect our loved ones as well.
I related to that conversation so much because I know my parents. I mean, even with this silly podcast that I do, it's like I'll get notes, and you know, they don't listen. I'm like, you guys can't listen to this anymore because it's like I don't want to not be myself because I'm worried about offending you guys. You know what I mean.
My dad doesn't like my YouTube videos either. He was just like, I love you, I just don't want your YouTube videos. That's fine.
Well, my parents don't really understand what a podcast are, but occasionally like they think it's a radio program and whatever. Okay, so talk to me about the Lilo. We saw that this week finally. Did you guys know it would be like a viral moment? You had no idea.
No, we had no idea what that was going to be. We just were like happy she was actually having fun with us for the first time and wasn't like mad at us or anything like that. I just honestly like was just happy that the day went well. I really wasn't paying attention to the Lilo. And then when it blew up, I was like, oh yeah, she did do that. Wow.
She did do that. And you did the Rumors dance, which was amazing. Rumors is such a good song. Like,
we tried
you said
crossover.
It was a bop, and it is a bop.
It is. Rumors and Bossy are like my Lindsay anthems.
I love that Bossy's the theme song. Like, it's so phenomenal.
Like, we told them when we were there, we're like, if that's not the theme song, I quit.
It's perfect. Like, it really is perfect for that show.
Yeah. And they're like, Mike, what do you want the performance to be? I'm like, I want a lip sync for my life. Like, Brent could be in drag because that's hilarious, but I want a lip sync for my life with Gabby to do Rumors. And I was like, Gabby, you jump into a split and I'm going to try to death drop. And it was so bad. I death splatted.
It was great. The death drop was great. But, like, I remember listening to Rumors when I was in college when it came out. And I remember listening to it and being like, oh, I'm attracted to Lindsay. But really, I was just wanting to learn.
I was like, I
want to
be here. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Lindsay movie?
Mean Girls. Yeah, Mean Girls. That's like the iconic one.
Yeah. So. It's good. I mean, all of her old movies are good. Do you think she'll ever have a comeback in terms of on screen? Outside of reality TV?
I do. It's going to be hard for me now to watch her, though, because I don't
Right.
Like, it's like, okay, I know you now.
That's the worry, though, with the reality show, though, because yeah. it kind of takes people out of on-screen role. But yeah, I mean, but the thing is,
at the same time, did we see the real Lindsay? We didn't really connect with her enough.
Did you ever meet Dina?
Oh, yes.
Did Dina show up? Do any of the other Lohans show up this season?
Her brother was in Mykonos for a little bit, and her brother's a sweet, sweet guy. I'm afraid to even talk about her brother, because that literally is one of the reasons why Kayla got fired. So I'm not going to... I don't know.
She said something about the brother.
I think Kayla like told Lindsay, like, I met your brother. And Lindsay was like, don't ever talk about my family. She was like, I just said I met him. She was like, no. So I'm very afraid to say anything about Lindsay's family. But I will say, like, her brother was there. He was awesome. Her mom was at the premiere. She's the sweetest woman. And
she seems so sweet on Celebrity Big Brother. I watched her.
I think everybody loves Dina when they like Lindsay.
I like really fell in love with her. I was like, I love Dina now. Like, I didn't know I was a Dina stan. And yeah. then I watched her.
She was hilarious.
Like, she was so sweet and just lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the other VIP guests? We see Nico Tortorello shows up. Did anyone else, any other celebrities that like we'll be seeing soon?
There's Sophie and Nathan from Jordy Shore show up.
Okay.
They're a lot of fun. That's a fun day at work.
Okay. You know, the VIP clients... The drama's
definitely
not
over with them, so like...
Wait, what'd you say?
There's like, the drama is definitely not over with like... Now that Kayla's gone, and even though like Jules... Like,
There's still more drama.
There's a lot more drama.
Like what? What's...
I can't, because some of it hasn't started yet.
So there's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, this is definitely not, like, the final round. They made it seem like only two people were, like, in danger, but, like, we're all always constantly in danger.
So more people are fired, maybe.
Even if you're not fired, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not invited to continue working with the brand. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
So I'm envisioning the final episode of this season. Is the final episode like her sitting down with everyone and being like, you're continuing on or you're not? Or do you guys not know?
I mean, when we offer Scott there, I was like, this is our job. We got it and we're going to make it. Like, we're going to be a family and do this now. But in the end, I think she's like, it's more of an audition process and only some of you are going to be asked to come and continue on with me.
So you still don't know if you would be continued on?
I didn't say that.
Okay, so you know.
I do.
You'll be continued on, I think.
We'll see.
I think you will.
I mean, Ross, I consider myself
a reality TV expert. I think I gave love triangle, fun, drama, and funny.
So if I deserve to be there.
Right. I would say you and Brent, even though he's a monster, he's good TV. And then maybe Sarah too, because she's connected, which that was smart to hitch your wagon to him, even though it seems crazy and fucked
up. Like, if you could pick a number, like what's a good number? And then I would love to know who your like twists are. Like let's say five.
You Brent, Sarah, is Kyle his name? I think he's just beautiful. I just am attracted to him, so I would like he's to watch awesome. him more, and he just got there, so I feel like I don't know enough about him.
Yeah,
but he seems like got a good personality, but maybe he's boring, I don't know. And then I mean, I would love to see Kayla come back, but obviously that's not going to happen. Lindsay called her the C word. And then I don't know. Who else? Aristotle's gorgeous, so I would like to see him, maybe.
Okay.
Gabby was on the after show, so that leads me to believe that Gabby's had enough storyline.
Yeah. She looks amazing now. Can we also talk about her glow up?
She looks so good.
She looks so good. And I love, like, in this one, they finally showed my glow up confessionals, because the ones up until now, I was so hungover and I was so drunk.
The confessionals, real quick, too, are all filmed different. Like, with Lindsay especially. Like, sometimes they're from above, sometimes they're below. Yeah. Sometimes she's on a stool.
Well, we filmed a lot when we were out there, but some we didn't have time to get to, so we had to do, like, other ones when we were here for, like, a green screen.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So, like, most of the confessionals were done there, but any ones we, like, didn't have time to do because we were so rushed, we had to do here.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you were choosing, if you were Lindsay Lohan, who would you choose to continue on?
And I had five.
You had five.
Oh, wow.
Five slots.
Well,
you.
Is everybody still there?
Everyone's still there. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say me and Jules because selfishly.
Sure.
So that leaves me with three people. And I'm going to say who wants to be there. At this point, I don't know if Alex really wants to be there.
Okay.
So I'm going to,
he won't be back.
If you want to be back, Alex, like, I will pick you. But like, I don't know if Alex wants to be there at this point. You know what I mean? Cause
he's over it.
He seems like he's over it. And Alex is a great worker. I know Alex is a great worker. I just don't think he wants to do it. And then
no Alex for season two.
No, I didn't say that.
Sorry, I know. I'm just putting words in your mouth.
But I have to pick one of the girls.
Janita or Gabby? If you had to pick one.
They both said really nice things about me. And you know what? I'm just going to say neither. I love them both. And because they both really said nice things about me last time. But I'm going to say neither only because of the violence thing.
Yeah.
Even though I will say Gabby and Janita are not violent people. Janita is actually one of the sweetest girls.
They just had a moment,
and that could have happened to anybody. And I think a lot of people are coming at Janita being like, you're a violent girl. She's not. She's actually a super sweet, hilarious, caring person.
I don't even know. I mean, of course, what she did was wrong. I want to stress that. But also, I think more of the issue was that it was confusing that they were able to stick around after that.
And yeah, and that's the only reason I'm going to cut them because of that. Just and yeah. You know, because it could have happened to anybody, any of us. But if it did happen to anybody, no matter what your story is, if I was a boss, I would cut you for that, no matter how much I liked you. So those two, I mean, Alex are gone. I would not have Brent.
What would you have Aristotle back?
I would have Aristotle back. So that's three.
Would you have Lindsay back?
No, I would have. and then that leaves me with who?
Just let Dina, Billy Kyle. Let Dina screw come it. In and run the beach house, Lohan Beach Club. It's still a
yeah,
still
Dina Beach Club. It's amazing, honestly. So it's what? That's me, Jules, Billy, Ari, and Kyle.
Yeah, perfect. And what about Alex?
Alex, no, yeah, Alex, you know, Alex, you said Alex visits Greece every summer anyway, so Alex would just like come
show up for
yeah.
Okay, so anything else before I have a couple lightning round questions for you, but anything else you want to say about the show that is a misconception or something you want to clear up? I feel like I got a lot of answers out of you today, but I'm sure there's other things that'll pop up. Anything else that you can think of that everyone asks you or that you want to clear up?
Everybody just asks, like, if Brent's an asshole, and Brent's a misunderstood asshole, like I said, I want everybody to know, because a lot of people think we're turning on Lindsay online, and that's not the case. We're really not turning on Lindsay. Everybody's like, just shut up and do what she says. She's your boss at the end of the day. She pays for your house. She does not pay for that house, A. And she, like, Lindsay is giving us an opportunity, but at the same time, we are there because we are different than any other basic bitch in the U.S. You could have any person in the service industry can come out there and tell somebody to get ice and a drink. You know what I mean? Because people on social media are very heavy, like, fire all of them and hire me because I'd be so much better. I would go to bed every night because I would make a great show. But we're there because we do have a voice and we are strong people. So, like, if Lindsay's bringing us to help her brand, it's not to fear her. We're being brought there to make your brand better. Like, so far I haven't learned anything new. I want to, but so far I'm bringing a lot to your brand, ma'am. So, yeah. I'm not there because I'm afraid of you. I respect you and Panos, but we're there because, just like Kayla, like if something's weird, we're going to tell you because we have a voice, and we're going to do that because the last thing somebody like Lindsay needs is for everybody to kiss her feet. She doesn't need a yes man. She needs somebody who's going to like help her brand. I mean, she's the owner and she's going to run it, but just having complacent employees is boring and is not going to help anybody.
Yeah.
That's why we're there. And I think that should be the premise of how it is continued.
That stuff with the children and the Instagram live, you know, when she was trying to steal a child. Yeah. What did you guys think of that when it came out and you knew that the show was coming out? Were you like, what the fuck is she doing?
We were like, why does she still have her phone? Like, why is that allowed? But I think
it
also
seemed
that
to me
was
like everyone tried to swipe it under the rug.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, that happened after we filmed. And I don't think she was even trying to steal those children. I think from Lindsay's perspective inside, she was really just trying to help a family. I think we saw only what we saw. I think she was trying to help a family in need, and in her mind, she was trying to help these kids. You know what I mean?
I'm so intrigued by her mind. Like, I don't understand it, and it's fun to try to figure it out.
Yeah, and she wasn't trying to take the kids from her mom. She was trying to take the mom and the kids away from the dad. I don't know why. I don't know what. Because maybe something happened before that she heard or saw before she went live. I don't know why she went live for that, is my question.
I don't agree with any of it. But
yeah. I mean, I'm just, like, thinking in my head. I'm like, at first, I was like, okay, she's trying to put these homeless people up in a house. But I don't, you know what? I'm just going to...
It just seemed like everyone just kind of swept it under the rug. It's like, oh, we got our premiere.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Okay, my quick questions.
Go.
So you already said that you would do the challenge.
Oh, hell yeah.
What other celebrities show... Oh, you already told me who other celebrities show up.
I mean, my dream would be Big Brother, but that's not MTV. I don't know if that's allowed.
Would you do Big Brother?
So oh,
you
my God, in a heartbeat. I almost got turn. On the Over the Top.
Wait, I got was this the, close. Oh, that was like the last season?
The one that was the one spring one they did?
I'm not a huge Big Brother. I watched the celebrity one, but I'm dumb when it comes to the others.
I would love a Big Brother. I think I'd be dope at Big Brother.
What's your favorite Mariah Carey song? I ask everyone that.
Oh, why? Obsessed.
What? Oh, Obsessed. Yeah.
That's so just one of the only ones I know.
If you were choosing People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose?
I'm really into Zac Efron and his beard right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hair and the beard.
I'll give him that. Hell yeah.
And what are you watching right now? What do you like?
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
You know what? I haven't watched the recent ones, but I used to love Vanderpump Rules. My family loves it.
Who was your fave on there?
I like Stassi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I really like Stassi. And the only time we ever said anything bad about Vanderpump Rules was when, in an interview, like, literally Brent was like...
Brent was really like, early.
At least we're not Jax. And I turned around, I'm like, you are the Jax. Like,
you were right. And you were right. He is the Jax. But, you know, I feared, this was my fear going into the season, is that he is sort of the Jax of Vanderpump Rules. But... he seems more intelligent, and I don't want to give Brent too much credit, but he seems more intelligent than Jax, and scares me.
Well, Brent is
because he's a villain, but he
knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, and that, like, Jax is a villain too, but he doesn't seem to know. He's not so smart to navigate it as well.
He's a dumb villain.
But Brent, I'm like, oh my God, like, he can be dangerous.
Yeah. I like Stassi, though. She's like, sassy and she don't give a shit. And she's like, what did she say when he's like, you're like the devil? She's like, I am the devil. Like, I was like, yes, I stand.
She was just on my show this week and she's
oh my God, no way.
Yeah, she's great.
I love that.
Mike, where can people find your YouTube channel? It's fantastic. You're doing recaps every week and I watch it. It's wonderful. Look inside the show because I think we all watching have some many questions, and so it's great to see a cast member explain it all.
It's everything about me is Mike MGTV, just MIKE MGTV. It's YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all that kind of crap.
So every week after the show, you're doing the recaps.
Every following Wednesday, because it was originally on Tuesday. Don't know why
that's
it changed.
Confusing too, Mike. Everything.
Don't know why it changed. Don't know. I don't know who's making these calls or these rules. I work in production before I was on the show. Like, everyone's like, you're just a bartender. I'm like, I have a master's in business and production. And
oh my god, like, what were you doing in production before this?
I worked at CBS on the Talk and on the Late Late Show.
Who did
and
you? What did you find anything about Julie Chen? When did you work on the Talk?
I did get in trouble at once, and as we were working behind the scenes, and they were talking about, like, I got in trouble because I was behind the scenes, and they were talking about things they've stolen in the past. And she's like, "I stole a chapstick once," and I'm in the back like, "You stole a man!" Like,
yeah. She did.
They're like, "Shut up, Mike!" And I was like, "No, more power to her. That's a boss. She's awesome."
I don't like how she signs off with that Julie Chen Moonves. You know, she does that now, but that's neither here nor
there.
You
know what? She's awesome. She is a beautiful woman.
The point is, Mike, this was so lovely. Thank you so much for taking the time and doing the show. I love you, and thank you all for listening. I want to encourage everyone to find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. If you want to support this podcast and to get access to the bonus episodes, head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. Click become a patron. For $4 more per month, you get access to all the bonus episodes. I want to thank Samson Technologies. And that's it. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Raise your hand.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.